One of Life's Little Ironies. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We all know why the U.S. invaded Iraq, because we thought Iraq possessed banned weapons, and Iraq refused to prove it did not. Flashback to Secretary Rumsfeld, before the war, trying to explain the fact that the U.N. weapons inspectors had found nothing.
Another way to look at it is this, that the fact that the inspectors have not yet come up with new evidence of Iraq's WMD program could be evidence, in and of itself, of Iraq's non-cooperation.
Of course, we now have a simpler explanation of why the inspectors found no evidence of weapons. The final report of the U.S. weapons inspection team concludes Saddam destroyed them all in 1991. But then, knowing that the U.S. was about to invade last year, why wouldn't Saddam just come clean, tell the truth? Now we have the answer to that question, too. Based on interviews with Saddam and his deputies, top U.S. weapons inspector Charles Dolfer reported to Congress that Saddam apparently clammed up on purpose. He deliberately refused to provide proof he'd disarmed and even kept his own deputies in the dark for one simple reason, because he wanted to keep his enemies guessing. Not so much us, but Iran. And the reason he wanted to keep Iran guessing is because he'd fought an 8-year war with Iran, and it was Iran he was really afraid of. Ironic, isn't it? That by pretending to have weapons he didn't, he goaded the U.S. into doing the kind of job on his regime that Iran could only have dreamed of. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.